Mike Houston after SMU.
That stinks. Just incredible effort by our kids. Incredible effort by SMU's kids. I mean, they're a very, very good football team. You can see why they've won 8 games. You can see why they're one of the top-ranked teams in the country. But I hurt for our kids because they fight. They are resilient. I mean, they listen. I'm just really, really, I'm hurting for them. You know, some of those kids have been through a lot, and you know, they are fighters. They are winners, and it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. You know, we're right there on the threshold, obviously. But, you know, to beat the better teams in this conference, we've got to correct some mistakes. You know, we've got some that you just can't make. And then we just got to finish the ball game. And we're right there at it. We just got to finish the game.
When you look at, I guess, the balance between offense and defense, so much good on offense, but you end up allowing 59 points. That's just kind of where maybe the team is at right now, with positives and negatives in a way.
Yeah, and I mean, you got mistakes on both sides of the ball. I mean, but, you know, obviously you got some big mistakes there defensively in the second half. I mean, some really, really big ones. You know, I told them we got to look in the mirror. We got to take a great look at this film. But the time for my bad and all that stuff, that's done. That's out the window. I mean, we got to make the play. I mean, I know how they're coached. The scheme is sound. You got to make the play. You know, and it's not like they can't. So we got to get those mistakes corrected, and you got to make the play. But and our kids will fight. They'll fight.
Coach Mooney had a 32-yard run coming out in the second half. And he ran the ball, it seemed like, well enough, not really well, but well enough maybe to open up some things in the passing game.
Yeah, I thought we ran the ball better this week. You know, SMU, you know, they are what we thought they were in that, you know, we were able to make some big plays, but they also made some big plays. You know, they had some big plays in the run game. Because of, you know, some of their movement, some of their pressures. They hit us for a couple of losses a couple of times on some of the counters. And then we gashed them a couple of times. So it was kind of a, you know, high risk, high reward kind of deal, both sides of the ball. Yep, we're a man free. Got a post safety. Should be sitting right in the middle of the field. Should have tight man coverage underneath. Should be. I mean, if you ask me, what's the best defense you can call against the play they ran? I'd say that right there. And got to make the play. Got to make the play. No excuse.
Tyler Steve steps up.
Oh, what a gutsy performance! And the other thing is, you know, when he muffed the kickoff there on the fair catch and started on the 2, and we had a stoppage play because you ran one play and it was the quarter, and Ash went over to him and I mean, he's now just listen, focus on the next play. And I'll tell you, that kid has so much resiliency. He hits the home run, you know, big pass play, he comes jogging off, and he just looks at me and says, next play. And I mean, he's just such a competitor. I mean, he is what you want in a player. You know, the toughness, the competitiveness to go along with, you know, the ability to make plays. You know, former walk-on goes 19 catches, 240 yards, 3 touchdowns in a big ball game for us. Pretty impressive performance right there.
You want to think about CJ at this point?
I would say should be just a day or so. I mean, it's a minimal injury, so shouldn't be any time at all.
Alden was from this area.
Yep.
He kind of stepped up.
No doubt. Really, you know, and you could see it coming a little bit. I thought he had a good week of practice week before last, played well in limited action last week, had a really good week of practice this week, and you know, we spoke this morning at the pregame meal, and he was excited to be back in Texas, had some friends come to the game, but really, really excited. I mean, I asked him this morning, I said, just take a half a season to get in shape, you know, it's one of those things, when kids transfer in late at the end of the summer, I mean, we had a kid like that the last school I was at, it took him about half a year to really kind of get in the flow of things, but You know, I think, you know, now you're seeing a guy that's a legitimate threat over there that's going to be a great option for us in the last third of the season. Don't need to comment on that.
The fact that he did have such a good game last week, was that tough to lose him early? You know, the first quarter, he kind of died the mix.
I mean, at the end of the day, the next man's always going to be ready. You know, we talk about the Wally Pipp, Lou Gehrig deal a lot. You know, it's you got to be ready when your number's called, because you never know when your number's going to be called, and you never know, you know, what that's going to result in. You know, whether that's Snead or Audie or whoever. I mean, Blake Prohl stepped up. You know, anybody can go down at any given time. You know, so, you know, CJ had a great game last week, okay? You know, Tyler had a great game this week. You know, and that's what you want. You want, you know, you want to be able to spread the wealth around. You know, and the great thing is CJ will be back, you know, by the time we take the field again, and you should be pretty healthy and ready to go.
Is that comforting for Ehlers right now? Obviously, last week and this week, pretty incredible, you know, performances by him and the options he has.
Well, I think he feels comfortable in the offense. Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, they want to win. They've had enough of this close kind of stuff. You know, it's, you know, we went through the lumps there for early in the season. But you know, we're, you know, learning how to compete. They're competing. They're competing. They're competing at a high level. You know, we need to finish games and get wins. That's where we're at right now. Yeah, really excited about him. You know, Trace had a little injury right there that limited him, and so it opened up some more playing time for Tay, and he really came through. And he's a guy that's continued to practice well, so it's good to see him have some success when he got in there.
Did you think about going for two to tie?
Yeah, you know, Coach Kirkpatrick and I were talking the whole way through. We just never could get. We said, you know, didn't want to do it in the third quarter, especially early. You know, we scored, you know, right out of the gate, and then we scored again with 10 minutes left. So we want to keep it at one, you know, keep going for one right there. You know, we had decided that we would wait there at the end of the ball game for the last touchdown to go for two, because if you missed it, that basically then you got to score three times or score twice and, you know, go for two twice. So we, you know, we decided to, you know, wait for the last score there to go for two to try to tie it. So we just never could get, you know, the right situation. We had the play. He and I talked about the play on the headset, so we knew what we were going with. Just didn't have the situation right.
Final play of the game for them, so it was a huge punt, gave them an advantage just formation-wise. Do you think they would ever really kick it, or were you thinking they would go for it?
We were prepared for them to kick it. I mean, we subbed Snead in free safety on the last their fourth down play. Playing, you know, man-free coverage right there, so he was the post safety. If they drop the quarterback back, we were going to drop him back. So, you know, we were prepared for the pooch kick it, you know, try to field it and get some field position.
The kick return fumble, kind of guys got caught in between, I guess, this and so.
Yeah, it's frustrating. We work it so much. I mean, I bet you we take 15 reps of it on Sunday night. You know, you get several on Wednesday, several more on Thursday. You walk through it on Friday. I mean, it's a communication thing back there. You gotta do a great job with communication. You gotta call it loud. You know, we work that stuff all the time. It's really frustrating that happened. You know, nobody feels worse than those two kids, I promise you. You know, Snead had 240 yards receiving. He feels like absolute dog crap right now. I mean, I saw it in his eyes around the locker room. You know, because he feels like he let the team down. You know, so does Josiah. But you know, I'll tell you, those two jokers, they're good. I'm glad they're in our locker room. They'll get it straight.
Coach, you won the national championship in Frisco, Texas. I mean,
yep. That's a lot better day than this.
You're getting there.
We're getting there. We need to win them. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.